Hey fans, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel with your daily practice report for Thursday, August 14th. We're here at Chiefs training camp presented by Mosaic Life Care. Once again, we are joined by Mitch Holthus, the voice of the Chiefs, as we talk about the Chiefs' upcoming preseason game against the Carolina Panthers. Now, Mitch, yesterday we talked about a couple offensive players we're excited to watch. Now let's switch it over to the defensive side of the ball. Who's one guy that you're really excited to watch in the game coming up against the Panthers?
Well, let me take some latitude here before I answer it to say a big thank you to St. Joe. This is our last day here. They've been fantastic, whether it's been Missouri Western State University people, whether it's been the city of St. Joseph. I love it because it's so fan-friendly, and we've seen fans from all over the place, from Guadalajara, Mexico, to, all over the kingdom. So a big thank you to St. Joe and kudos. A lot of people bust their rear end to make this happen. So, okay, my defensive player for this game is Malcolm Bronson. In the National Football League, I have learned, and the coaches will tell you, what does a guy show, and then can he show it again? Can he show it every day in practice, and can he show it from one game to the next? We saw Bronson with his pick six against Cincinnati. It was Wednesday, I guess it was yesterday, when he had a pick six. The practice in the red zone, it would have been like a 102-yard return for a pick six. So he's shown athleticism, he's shown the ball skills. Now can he do it another preseason game? Can he be in the right place where he's supposed to be? And then can he make a play? Because it's something that I think will be discriminatory in finding out who's going to make this team in the secondary. Not only be in the right spot, not only being able to tackle, but who will make plays back there? Remember, this team had 11 non-offensive touchdowns last year, including a bunch of pick sixes. So I'll watch a guy like Malcolm Bronson who's got a shot here, and we'll see how he does.
And the guy that I'm excited to watch is Jay Howard. You know, Mike DeVito had the hand injury. He hasn't practiced yet. It hasn't been officially ruled out, but I don't think Mike DeVito is going to play in this game. He hasn't practiced all week. But Jay Howard stepping in at right defensive end. We saw flashes of that explosiveness, his abilities in the game against the Bengals, but he was also inconsistent. And that's one thing that Andy Reid has talked about with him is just that consistency from play to play and just being consistent all the way through. And I think Jay Howard has a great opportunity with DeVito being out to step in and show that development from the Cincinnati game to Carolina.
Well, let me bring this up too. And this is kudos again to John Dorsey, because of the Magnificent Seven now of last Labor Day weekend, when he was able to pluck seven guys off the waiver wire, four of those guys are left and four are prominent. And you just named one. Because to me, to see what he had done during the offseason, Howard, would it carry over to St. Joe? Answer, yes. What he's done in St. Joe, would it carry over to the game? Yes, but it's like I said about Malcolm Bronson. Now can he do it on a consistent basis game to game? That's like another next step for him. But you look at James Michael Johnson's camp. You look at the responsibilities given to Marcus Cooper and Ron Parker. Those are all – that's four of the seven that are left in that second draft, so to speak. So a big kudos to John Dorsey and what they were able to pull off last Labor Day.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a couple of defensive players to be on the watch for in the Chiefs' upcoming game against the Panthers. For KCChiefs.com, I'm BJ Kissel, voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.
65 toss power trap.